Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Qiyamah, the final reckoning. In our last discussion, we spoke about the principles according to which people will be brought to account. One is perfect justice. There'll be no contamination by any element of injustice. And we went through various descriptions found in the Quran, where Allah says that you won't be oppressed mithqala dharra, to the weight of even an atom, fatila, naqira. We discussed those descriptions. You'll only bear your own burden. وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةُ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. You won't bear the burden of anyone else, except if you were the reason of them doing wrong. Then وَلَا يَحْمِلُنَّ أَثْقَالَهُمْ أَثْقَالَ مَعَ أَثْقَالِهِمْ. Then you'll carry your burden and theirs. Allah will not just pass judgment on you. Allah will show you. Allah will show you your scorecard. فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ وَأَخَّرَتْ. It will be said to them, اقرأ كتابك. Read your own book. كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. You can determine your own marks today. Then the mercy of Allah is such, any good deed you do, multiplied minimum by 10. من جاء بالحسنة فله عشر أمثالها. And beyond that, depending on the mercy of Allah تبارك وتعالى. But any wrong you do, ومن جاء بالسيئة فلا يجزى إلا مثلها. Just the equivalent of one sin. If you make an intention of a good, and for some reason beyond your control, you don't end up doing the good, you'll get the reward. But if you do, if you make an intention for sin and then you don't carry it through, or you don't go through with it, you won't get the punishment of that sin. So taking the discussion further, there are those that will be the beneficiaries of the mercy of Allah to such an extent that Allah will replace their evil deeds with good deeds. Subhanallah. There's the narration of Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu in Sahih Muslim, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I know the last of the people of paradise to enter paradise, and the last of the people of hell to emerge from the fire. It will be a man who will be brought forth on the day of resurrection, and it will be said, show him the least of his sins. And it will be said to him, did you not do such and such on such and such day? He will say, yes. You will not be able to deny it, and he will be scared that his major sins are still to be shown to him. Then it will be said to him, in the place of every sayyah, in the place of every wrong you did, Allah is giving you a hasana, a good deed. He will say, my Lord, I did things that I do not see here. In other words, he'll say, I want more good deeds in place of evil deeds, which I don't see recorded here. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he mentioned this, he was smiling so broadly that his teeth could be seen. Now, who will be the witnesses? The greatest witness will be Allah himself. وَلَا تَعْمَلُونَ مِنْ عَمَلٍ إِلَّا كُنَّا عَلَيْكُمْ شُهُودًا. Allah says, you don't do anything, but we are witnesses thereof. إِذْ تُفِيدُونَ فِي, when you are doing it, because Allah is all aware, Allah is all knowledgeable. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدًا. Allah is a witness over everything. Notwithstanding that Allah is witness over everything, witnesses will be brought for the sake of a just process. وَجِئَ بِالنَّبِيِّينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ. The prophets will come as witnesses, and other witnesses will be brought. Allah says in Surah Nisa, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ. How will it be then when we will bring from each nation a witness? وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَىٰ هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا. And we will bring you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as a witness against these people. How will Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and this ummah be a witness? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala talks about it in Surah Baqarah. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. We made you a nation of moderation, of justice. لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ, so that you may be witnesses over mankind. وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. And that the messenger, meaning Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, be a witness over you. In the hadith we learn, for example, the people of Nuh alayhi salam will be called and told, did Nuh alayhi salam convey the message to you? They'll say no. Nuh alayhi salam will be asked, did you convey the message? He'll say yes. They say, who's your proof? He will bring Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we will be asked, and we will say, yes, Nuh alayhi salam did convey the message. And then the obvious question would be, but you were not there, how do you know? And we will say, because our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us. And whatever he tells us is the truth. So that will be one form of witness. Another form of witness will be the earth itself. Allah says, يَوْمَ إِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. That day the earth will declare its information. Right? All what happened on it, good and evil. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a hadith told the sahaba, do you know what's its information? They said, Allah and his Rasul know best. He said, its information means that it will testify against every man and woman about what they did on its surface. To the point that it will say, on such and such a day, you did such and such. This is akhbara, the information of the earth. Imam Tirmidhi has narrated this hadith. Then the angels will testify because they were writing down your good and bad deeds. وَجَاءَتْ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَعَهَا سَائِقُ وَشَهِيدٍ. And every person will come forth along with an angel to drive him and an angel to bear witness. An angel that will bring him for the reckoning and an angel who will testify to his good or to his evil. What will people be questioned about? One is they'll be questioned about faith. وَقِيلَ لَهُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ It will be said to them, where are those false gods whom you used to worship besides Allah? Right? So that's the first thing you'll be questioned about, and the most important thing is your faith. They will be questioned about what they did in this world. فَوَرَبِّكَ لَنَسْأَلَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ عَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ So by your Lord, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we shall certainly call all of them to account for all that they used to do. Then we learn from a hadith, Imam Tirmidhi has narrated, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a man will not be let go on the day of resurrection until he has been asked about four things. His life and how he spent it, his knowledge and what he did with it, his wealth and how he earned it and spent it, and his body and how he used it. Other hadith give more categories, his youth and how he used it, etc. But those are the broad categories. The luxuries which we enjoy in this world. ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ On that day you will be asked about the delights that you indulged in this world. Full stomach, cool water, shade, lovely houses, sleep, even the taking of honey, even your lunch and dinner, even eating soft bread. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ate that once at the house of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu, Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhu, and they ate various forms of dates and they ate meat and bread. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we'll be asked about all of these things on the day of Qiyamah. Allah will say, did we not give you health? Did we not give you cool water to drink? According to another hadith of Imam Tirmidhi, so much we have to be grateful for. نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ السِّحَّةُ وَالْفَرَاغُ There are two blessings which many people do not appreciate, good health and free time. So this also brings us to the point that there's nothing wrong with wealth, right? Wealth is the best thing for a righteous person because he's able to earn more reward by virtue of his wealth. But also at times, if Allah has deprived you somewhat of wealth, it may be to your advantage. You have less to answer for. You have less to answer for. Then you'll be asked about your promises and covenants. وَلَقَدْ كَانُوا عَاهَدُ اللَّهَ مِنْ قَبْلُ لَا يَوَلُّونَ الْأَدْبَارِ وَأَوْفُوا بِالْعَهْدِ إِنَّ الْعَهْدَ كَانَ مَسْئُولًا Allah says, fulfill your promises, your covenants. You'll be questioned about it on the day of Qiyamah. You'll be questioned about your faculties. وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ And follow not that of which you have no knowledge. إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا Verily the hearing, the sight, the heart of each one of those will be questioned by Allah. So don't misuse your tongue and say, you know what, I heard, or I, you know, this one said that, or that one said that, or get too much into suspicion and narrating what people told to you. Don't say, I saw something when you didn't see, or I heard something when you didn't hear. You'll be questioned about all of this on the day of Qiyamah. The first thing that we will be questioned about, as we learn from the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is our salah. Is there some deficiency in the farad salah? Then it will be said, go and look in his nafil salah to compensate for that deficiency. That's the first thing on with regards to which we will be will be questioned on the day of Qiyamah. We leave it there. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us ease on that day. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.